The Baker County Sheriff in eastern Oregon says two cross-country skiers from the Seattle area died Tuesday in an avalanche in the southern Lualaba Mountains. Two others were seriously injured. The skiers were part of an 8-member group on a guided tour when the avalanche hit. After a dry period, the Northwest is seeing heavy snow this week. That's increased the avalanche danger across the region. Jessica Robinson reports.
Forecasters in Idaho's Sun Valley say they're receiving reports of dozens of small avalanches in the area. Just in the last few days, backcountry skiers and snowboarders have submitted photos that show slopes in the Sawtooths missing the top layer of snow after a slide. In Oregon last weekend, an avalanche reportedly carried one skier 100 yards down a bowl on Tumalo Mountain near Bend. Kevin Grove of the Central Oregon Avalanche Association says on the one hand, it's great to finally get some decent snow in this below-average season, but he says
tremendous amounts of snow in a short period of time often lead to increased stress on the snowpack. We had 2 to 3 feet over the course of 2 to 3 days. So there's a lot of snow moving around out in the mountains right now.
Grove says a rise in temperatures means there's a dense, heavy layer sitting on top of a less stable base. The Northwest Avalanche Center in Seattle has put Mount Hood, the Olympic Mountains, and all of Washington's Cascades at high avalanche danger. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.